until the season, when you're in these press conferences, I watch football, then I watch basketball, and then I watch baseball. I'm like, oh, season's getting late. All right.
Season's a sport.
Yeah.
The more baseball you see, the better.
Yeah. At least it's not snowing.
Just how complete of a game do you feel you guys played tonight in all phases?
We played well. It was, it's, you know, you get in these games where there's lots at stake, and, you know, like the guys prepared well. They came ready for a game that, you know, I think the last game we played them kind of set us up for this one. Not in the sense that, you know, we lost the game, but just how we played, and we felt just get a little bit better than that, and we can win these games, and we did. We got a little bit better, and the boys defended well, and we didn't give them a whole lot. You know, they've got an extremely dangerous power play, and you know, we did a pretty good job in there. And then the big thing is we got to the net and we got inside them, and you know, banged home some goals, and it was a good, as you said, complete effort by the group tonight.
Regardless of the standings, how important was it to beat that team, because you haven't had results against them this season?
Well, nobody wants to go through a season and get swept by anybody, especially somebody that, you know, you're fighting for a division title. But as I said before, the game before this set it up. And, you know, I thought the first two times we played them, they kind of manhandled us a little bit, but they didn't the last time in their building. To just continue on and say, okay, you know what, those first three periods are over with, let's get these next three, and they just carried that on. And probably psyche-wise, good for the guys in knowing that, hey, our work, our structure, all that stuff paid off, and you know, hopefully it just continues for us.
Is that a good message to send to your team? Like,
well, I think they sent the message to themselves of how they can play and what they can do, and we've seen the boys play like this before. But you know, there's teams that can bring the best out of you, and the Boston Bruins are certainly one of those teams.
Do you think because you played them so recently in 4 days, that's why you're not so active tonight?
No, I don't. As I said, we played them pretty tough the last game. They came out on top, and it's two pretty good teams out there with a lot at stake. And I know, you know, we've both, I guess, secured a playoff spot and had some time there, but two pretty proud teams, and they both wanted to win a hockey game. And we were just fortunate to come on top.
What is it that can thrive on turnovers? And we saw that in a couple of meetings against them this year. How much of a conscience effort was there to avoid those plays at the blue line, make sure the puck got deep and get your forecheck?
Well, that's just a recipe for any team. You want to turn the puck over, you're just playing with fire. And, you know, usually you get burned. But tonight we did a pretty good job. I mean, it wasn't flawless, but you're also playing somebody that's, you know, making you make mistakes. And but you know, in the end, usually the team that makes the least amount of mistakes is the one that has the better chance to win. And we didn't make a whole ton tonight, and you know, it paid off.
Good to see Coburn get on the score sheet with a couple assists tonight. What does he bring to the team that you don't always see show up on the score sheet?
Coburn, actually, I thought he had a great game tonight. You just coupling him with the whole decor. They kept their gaps. They were really strong down low, and they won almost all their battles down there. And then when shots got up, they were blocking them. You know, of course, you're going to take the points. That's the good thing. But, you know, those guys there, they got to take pride and keep the puck out of the net, and that's what they did.
What is it about the personality and mental makeup of this team that keeps them so steady? 4 or 5? We ask them all these questions about what's going on, and everyone's been so steady.
Well, I think we have 110 points now, and to get that way, you can't be riding the highs and lows. And the boys have been riding, you know, pretty steady here for a long time. And sure, there have been some dips here and there, but who's not going to have those? The big thing was proving to ourselves, can we get back to the top of our game that got us where we were for most of the season? And you know, they most certainly did that tonight.
You had to chase a lot recently in terms of giving up the first goal of the game. I mean, I know every first goal is important in every game, but you sense on the bench after points got through there was just like a more of a...
I don't...
Or was that...
No, I don't think guys were sitting there saying, don't fall behind. We actually talked about it. Like, we don't know who's going to score first. bottom line is, if we don't score first, well, how are we going to respond? And if we do score first, how are we going to respond? And that's the big thing. You can't predict who's going to score first. You don't want it to be a trend that you're the team getting scored on. And naturally, it's happened to us a little bit here of late, but we didn't want to. That can't be in your thought that, oh my gosh, we got scored on now. So that was definitely discussed beforehand.
Dazzy's numbers haven't looked good. I know it's not all his fault, but for him to get a shutout, for the team to get the shutout for mm-hmm. him, what can that mean for him moving forward to the Toys?
Come on, he's proud. He's had a heck of a year. Again, nobody's immune to, especially guys that's going to play. He's in, 64 of our games this year? It happens, sometimes the puck's going to go behind you, and sometimes it's not. And in his case, most of the time it doesn't. And big reason why, we have the win total we do. And but you just got to be really happy for him that, there's a difference between 4-1 and 4-0. You know what I mean? And the four nothing, I'm sure meant a lot more to him.
What can you say about Cali on the third goal, canceling that icing? Is that just embodied?
Well, it's, Ryan means so much to our team in that regard. And most of what he does is so much work ethic based and passion based. And you look at this game tonight, you look at the play of Vasilevsky, you look at the play of the penalty kill, but you really look at the play of Paquette, Kunitz, and Callahan. Big reason why we won.
Thanks.
Yeah.